South Korean President Park Geun-hye is in the Czech Republic on a four-day visit. South Korea is the third largest investor in the Czech Republic, and the top-level talks are expected to give bilateral relations another significant boost, with South Korean and Czech companies expected to sign agreements worth billions of crowns. Daniela Lazareva has more.
Cooperation between the Czech Republic and South Korea has been above standard in recent years, and both sides have gone out of their way to nurture bilateral relations further. South Korea is the third largest foreign investor in the Czech Republic, and companies such as Hyundai Motor, Hyundai Mobis and Nexen Tire have poured close to 76 billion crowns into investment projects in the country, helping to create around 12,000 new jobs. The arrival of the South Korean president, flanked by a group of 30 business leaders, promised to take that cooperation to a new level. Talks with top officials preceded the signing of several memorandums on cooperation in the areas of science and research, culture, healthcare and industry, as well as information and communication technologies. The South Korean president expressed her country's imminent interest in contributing to the planned expansion of the Temelin nuclear power plant and the possibility of supplying the Czech army with military helicopters, while the Czech side offered cooperation in the area of nanotechnology, where it is a world leader. Opening a Czech-South Korean business forum in Prague, President Park said the Czech Republic was seen as a springboard for South Korea's further penetration into the European market. Karel Kučera, the head of Czech Invest, a government-sponsored agency supporting investments, sums up the country's assets for South Korean investors.
Korean investors see us as the key to European market. Czech Republic itself is not such a big market, but it is a very good investment locality due to the conditions and due to the skilled workforce and also due to the technical orientation of our people.
What would you say, very briefly, what would you say is the biggest success of this visit?
Well, the biggest success of this visit is really the preparation for other investments, also in R&D, because there are a lot of memorandums signed which are basically paving the way for not only financing, but also for possible joint ventures and possibilities for joint R&D cooperation between companies and research institutions from projects like LE beamlines, etc., which are quite important for Czech Republic because Czech Republic invested a lot of money into this infrastructure.
Tourism is also a potential area for closer cooperation. Korean Air acquired a 44% stake in Czech Airlines in 2013, and since the establishment of direct flights to Seoul, the two countries have been striving to increase the tourist traffic in both directions.